Welcome back to today's special version of America's Dining and Travel Guide. This is your host today, Ron Wolf, son of Pierre Wolf. We are doing a celebration of life for my father, who passed away last week on November 7th, peacefully in his home after an amazing 93-year run. We're interviewing various family members, from my mom, Jean, Pierre's wife, to my sister, Karen. And we're going to get some grandchildren action in here, as well as bring in my wife, Ashley Wolf, as well, as we recount some stories. I'm here in the seat that Dad broadcasts from, and looking at his bookshelf. Africa, Vietnam, Borneo, Southeast Asia, New Zealand, Australia, Cuba, Ireland, Texas, Atlanta, France. These are just a small portion of the areas that he visited and interviewed countless famous authors and met famous chefs, et cetera, et cetera. But Karen, let's continue to have you finish that amazing 31-day cruise you had.
You know, it was just at the trip of a lifetime. We said it before. We ended in Egypt, broke down, and we were not able to go see St. Catherine's, which is a small place in the Sinai Peninsula. But Egypt is a must-see for everyone. The pyramids, the sights, the smells, the sounds, the colors, just a wow. That's how I can say that. I will let you know that I also got to Vietnam with him in 1998. Got those numbers backwards. And that was also eye-opening, unbelievable, fascinating trip. So I've got a love of travel. Who wouldn't, living in this family? We have been everywhere. Absolutely. We've been very lucky. So,
what an amazing life.
I tear up a little bit, but I'm going to pass it over to you, Ron, and thank you for this opportunity.
Karen, we're all teary-eyed. We've had a lot of tears and a lot of laughs of joy. So great to hear you. Thanks for sharing that trip. We are now going to go to one of Karen's three grandkids. We've heard from Chris Herman before. We'll go again. But I'd like to introduce to the radio Miss Tira Herman. Tira, how are you doing today?
Hi, Uncle Ron. I'm good. Just outside in Southern California, enjoying the weather.
Absolutely. So Tira is a second-year student, along with her twin, identical twin, Lily Herman, who we'll hear from in a little bit, and our students at Pitzer College, and outstanding lacrosse players, if I can brag on you for a moment, Tira. But as you call him, Opa, Pierre, you know, as your grandfather, you've had some opportunities to spend some time with him and have some trips, and we'd love to hear, you know, any of your thoughts as you look back on your amazing time with him.
Yeah, one trip in particular that I really would like to highlight was a cruise from Seattle up around Alaska and then back to Victoria, which we went on a few years ago as an entire family, and it was an amazing experience, an amazing opportunity that we were able to all travel and be together in, you know, one of, you know, Opa and Nana's favorite places in the world. I think it's very amazing that they've been everywhere and that they always made time or made the effort to go back to Alaska, and I was glad that I got to, you know, share that with them. I think it's really special.
You bet, and Alaska was a favorite destination for my mom and dad, Pierre and Jean, and what an amazing place to be able to see. One of my favorite things about Alaska is that you get to see the mountains and you get to see the ocean. You can see whale, you know, humpback whales, and you can see bald eagles, and to me, that's absolutely amazing. Of course, your grandmother, Nana, or Jean, who we just spoke to, has a great love for the American Indians and all of the art of the Pacific Northwest, so you can see totem poles. And I'm assuming, Tara, you probably bought some souvenirs or maybe even got a present from your Nana. Did you do any recollection on those?
I know that we probably got some jewelry. I think that we got... I think she bought a lot of art. I'm not quite sure, but I know it's everywhere in their home, so I don't remember the specifics.
American Indian art everywhere.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, everywhere. I think we got a birthday gift for you. I think we were in, I believe it was Ketchikan, which is this beautiful, small, you know, port city in the mid, on it, just along this inlet from the water. And there were all these shops, and it was built, all the buildings were on stilts over the water. And, you know, one of my favorite memories was we all stopped and looked down, and there were these two harbor seals in the middle of this freshwater inlet. And it was just so cute, and they were swimming around, and it was beautiful. I think this was one of the days that the sun actually came out when we were in Alaska.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Tira Herman, one of Pierre Wolf's many granddaughters. Tira, we are going to say thank you for your contributions, and I know as you look back on the amazing life of your grandfather, you'll have some just cherished memories. So really appreciate you joining. At this point, I want to circle back to my nephew, Chris Herman, who is the oldest of Pierre Wolf's grandkids, lives here in Denver as a school teacher. What an honorable profession that is, Chris. And I know you and I shared a couple amazing trips together with Mom and Dad and Karen. So let's hear a couple comments from you on some of those amazing trips.
Yeah, absolutely. So being the oldest, I definitely was very fortunate to get to tag along on some really cool trips. The first, I remember my grandmother always saying that if I went on a trip before I was 10 years old, I wouldn't remember it. So I wasn't allowed to go on a trip until after I was 10. And so my first trip, my first big trip happened when I was in sixth grade. And I got to tag along on a safari, a 10-day safari in Kenya, which, as I look back, is one of the coolest experiences that I will probably ever have for the rest of my life. And one of the cool things about this trip was actually OPA was broadcasted live, this exact radio show, from the Maasai Mara Game Reserve, which was just, you know, looking back on it, they had a huge satellite telephone, and they connected through the board operator, and he interviewed the manager at the hotel that we were staying at. And one of the head chefs, which is just an incredible thing to think about for me, you know, now that I'm 25, looking back on my experience. I mean, very, very special time. But that trip to Africa in general was just remarkable. We got to visit we flew into Nairobi, and when you get off the airplane, you can actually, there's a nature reserve right off of the airport. And so right when we get off the airport, I just remember seeing a couple giraffes just hanging out right by the road, by the airport. And then we actually got to visit the Rift Valley. We got to see the site where they found Lucy, at one point the oldest known humanoid. As we're in the Rift Valley, this is just one memory that I'd love to share before we cut to break. We were driving in our Land Rover Jeep with the top popped up so you can see through the roof. And in the distance, you could see a lake, but it looked pink. It was like a pink lake. And our guide told us, yeah, this is going to be amazing, that the flamingos are in season. And as we got closer and closer, you could see that almost half the lake was actually pink because of all the thousands and thousands of flamingos. And so then we drove closer and closer. Actually, we ended up being able to walk on the beach of this huge lake. And I'm looking at a picture right now of my grandfather standing in front of maybe 20,000 flamingos. Some of them are flying above his head. Some of them are down by his feet. It was just a remarkable experience that I don't know if I'll ever get the chance to live that again. And it was all thanks to the wonderful person that my grandfather was, and all of his hard work, and as he would say, determination throughout his life, that allowed him to take me and our family on that trip that will stay with me forever.
Grit, determination, and then unending drive to succeed. That was actually my first visit to Africa as well. And to your point, my memory, landing in Nairobi and getting in the taxi and going, you know, to wherever we were staying that day or whatever we were going to do, we're driving down the road. You're kind of trying to realize that you're in Africa, and there were these massive trees that had a canopy going all the way over the road as you exit the Nairobi airport. And I looked up at these trees, like 6 a.m. or so, and I saw movement up on the trees, and I kind of rubbed my eyes and said, you know, what am I seeing here? There are these massive birds. They're called marabou storks. These things are scavenger animals, but they're like 3 feet tall. There was probably 100 of them literally jumping from tree to tree. I thought I was in a Jurassic Park movie, gone back to the days of the dinosaur. Chris, you're absolutely right. It is such an amazing experience to set foot on that continent of Africa and realize where you are and visit the people. You are listening to a special tribute version of America's Dining and Travel Guide. This is your host, Ron Wolf, substituting in for my father who passed away last week, Pierre Wolf. Stay tuned for more interviews from the Wolf family. Welcome back, America, coast to coast. This is America's Dining and Travel Guide with your host today. This is Ron Wolf, son of Pierre Wolf. We're having a tribute to Pierre today as he passed away last week and covering some of the amazing things he did in his 93-year-old life. Pierre passed away peacefully of natural causes, and we're having a celebration of life not only today with the family, but we'll be having something in Denver open to the public, likely on December 19th, but stay tuned for more on that. I'm chatting with my nephew, Chris Herman, who is Pierre's oldest grandson, and we just touched on some of the amazing experiences we had, Chris, in Africa, but let's zoom over to another part of the world, certainly one I'd never been to, and what do you got in store for us for the other part, Chris?
Yeah, so I would love to share a couple stories about a cruise that we did as a family, at least both my grandparents, my mom, myself, and my uncle Ron and my aunt Ashley. We actually were fortunate to get on a cruise that started in Greece, Athens, Greece, and would then take us all throughout the Black Sea, which was actually became pretty famous in 2014 because the Olympics were held in Sochi, Russia, which was a port of call on our cruise. And also later, for not so much a good reason, we visited the Crimea in Ukraine, which got some pretty big headlines just in 2015. But I'd love to start off by actually talking about Sochi. So this was my first experience even stepping into Eastern Europe at all, and stepping into Russia specifically. And none of us had the particular visa that was required in order to walk around Sochi on our own. So the only way that we could get off the ship was if we joined a tour. And so this was sold to us as the highlights of Sochi, Russia. And as we got off the boat, with our Russian tour guide, we actually saw the huge signs as Sochi was actually trying to bid in order to host the Olympics. And the tour guide began to tell us that Sochi was the place where all of the rich and wealthy from St. Petersburg and Moscow, this is where they had their summer beach homes, which was sort of conflicting in my young mind, even though it still is conflicting that Sochi hosted the Winter Olympics when the Russians see Sochi as their summer vacation home. But it was very interesting, and this is one thing I'll never forget, is, as we've said, my grandfather really never took no for an answer, right? He always was determined to make sure that his experience was the best experience possible. And so the guide told us that we could not step off of the tour at all, but my grandfather really, really wanted to get a picture with the Russian guards. And so he decided that he would take a piece of newspaper here and throw it in the trash, and I had to follow him real closely. And right as he's standing in front of these Russian guards, I had to quickly snap a photo before he got yelled at to get back in line. That's just the type of guy he was. It was all about the experience, right? Push the buttons and sort of make sure that you're sort of living life to the fullest. And that was just one of the many crazy things. The weird thing about Sochi, Russia, is that tour actually the highlights of Sochi, Russia were a sanatorium, which is a place like a sulfur spring where people in the late 1800s, early 1900s would go to sort of rehab, which actually ended up killing many of the people because the sulfur was actually toxic. And then they took us to a garden. And still to this day, I look back at these pictures and I find it just sort of crazy that this city that we were in ended up hosting the Winter Olympics. I can only imagine how much work they had to do in order to create that infrastructure.
Absolutely, Chris. And we're talking with Chris Herman, one of Pierre Wolf's grandkids, and we're going to actually move on to Devin Wolf. And so, Eric, my great board operator at BizTalk Radio, let's move over to the Wolf family line. As you're doing that, and just to end that segment with Chris, that trip, we visited Greece, we visited Turkey, we visited Bulgaria, we visited Romania, we visited the Ukraine and multiple places in Russia. Unbelievable experience. I'd never been to any of those places before. A Black Sea cruise, quite the experience. So if, with the miracle of technology, hopefully it's my honor to welcome in my own daughter, Devin Delaney Wolf. Devin, are you online with us? You want to say good afternoon?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Fantastic. It's so great to have you. And, you know, one of the things, and longtime sponsor of the radio program, is a fantastic hotel south of Colorado, south of Denver in a town called Colorado Springs. And I think you have a couple memories from this place. You want to tell us about it?
Absolutely. So the Broadmoor has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. There's pictures of us going as children, as a family. I've gone with multiple other family members, not just Opa and the rest of the Wolf family. But one of the more memorable trips that we did take was for Opa's 90th birthday, just 3 years ago. Then we were able to really take in the experience as it was August, the end of the summer, all of us together as kind of a final thing before the last of us have gone to college other than Quentin. And in that visit, we were able to take a lot of pictures and spend good time together, as well as go visit the Penrose Room, which from what I understand is the level of formality that would have been at one of the restaurants that Opa did have. There we were able to see a level of showmanship and just quality of service that has been unparalleled by anywhere else that I've been, from tableside service to just incredible tasting food, as well as a live band, and just such a charismatic atmosphere that was just unparalleled.
Devin, what a great description, and I'm sure you'll remember we're all celebrating there in the amazing Penrose Room, the highest level of dining at the Broadmoor, and probably equal to anywhere in the world, really, as we celebrated my dad and your grandfather's 90th birthday. Do you happen to remember seeing Nana and Opa doing anything together that was fun to watch that night?
I do. Opa actually did dance with everybody, I believe, who was there, especially with Nana, which was just really special to see, just for all of us to be able to spend that time with him.
Yeah, Devin, and other memories for me for the Broadmoor with you and your brother Quentin, who we'll talk to here in a little bit, was, you know, amazing summer vacations at the Broadmoor with our swimming pool and the infinity pool and checking out the swans. And then there's a zoo nearby that we like to go to. You want to touch on that?
Yeah, so the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is probably one of the coolest zoos that I've been to. As the name suggests, it is on the side of a mountain. So you get quite the workout in while checking out all of the animals. And really, it's just a unique environment. There you're able to hand feed the giraffes. They have a super wide variety of animals. You can take up a kind of chairlift and go all the way to the top of the mountain and see the views from Colorado, being able to see Colorado Springs. And the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo is just a short drive away from the Broadmoor, so it was always a perfect place for us to go.
Exactly, Devin, like 5 minutes. And last time we were there, I saw a grizzly bear, and I saw a bald eagle, and I saw mountain lions being fed meat. It was amazing. Devin, it's such a pleasure to have you on the airways on Opa's program. Thanks so much. Stay tuned for continuing experience of Pierre Wolf on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Welcome back, America. Ron Wolf here, son of Pierre Wolf, broadcasting today live from the Wolf Den. exactly where my dad, Pierre Wolf, rest in peace, Dad, broadcast for many, many years. It's really cool to be sitting here. I certainly miss him a ton. And we are talking about memories, family memories over the time of Dad's 93 years, and we're going through some grandkids to Pierre Wolf here as we look back upon some of the amazing things he enabled for so many of us in the family. So what we're going to do now is bring in Lily Herman, my niece, Karen and Paul's daughter and twin with Tira, who we just touched base with recently in SoCal. Lily, you finished your finals a little bit early, so you're already on Thanksgiving break. Welcome back to Denver, and welcome to the show, Lily.
Hi, thank you.
Absolutely. So we took a great trip, a family trip. I think, geez, almost the entire family went on this one a handful of years ago to, you name it, France. So my dad being the Francophile, having had several award-winning French restaurants in the Denver area, always a favorite place to visit, and they wanted us to go see a big city there that I think you'll talk about, and then a beautiful lake town by a lake as well. So, Lily, tell us what you remember from this amazing trip.
Well, the trip was absolutely incredible. I was about 11 years old, and it was my first time being to Europe. And the first evening, we were lucky enough to take a river boat down the River Seine, and it was in the evening, and we had gotten off the Bateau Mouche, and it was around 11:50 p.m., and we were walking down a boulevard by the Eiffel Tower, and all of a sudden, the Eiffel Tower started sparkling. It was midnight, and for about 3 minutes, the Eiffel Tower was lit up. It was one of the most incredible things I had ever seen, and just one of the clearest memories I have from that trip, just to be with our family and just see something so spectacular.
And Lily,
awesome.
Just to interject there, I've been to Paris, I can't even remember how many times. It's such an amazing city, always worth going to there, as some of the other amazing big cities of the world are. I'd never seen that either. For whatever reason, we were taking, you know, we're there, I think we had just arrived or were a little jet lagged or what have you, but we were there super late, and then all of a sudden you see the Eiffel Tower literally sparkling with lights. Quite an amazing sight. I agree. So, yeah, keep going.
And it was beautiful, and then we ended up taking a train to Switzerland, and while we were in the train station in Paris, it was gorgeous, a landmark, and all of a sudden, a ton of people started arriving in red and yellow, and there were smoke bombs and a marching band. And it turned out that a rival rugby team had arrived in Paris to play a match, and there was a huge rally, and it was complete chaos in the train station. But it was also one of the things I will never forget. And I just remember watching my Opa stand there and take it all in and pretend to march around like he was part of the marching band. And we absolutely had no idea at the moment what was going on, but it was super cool and something totally unexpected as well.
I remember that as well. And they had, you know, those big horns going off, and I feel like they were lighting off flares. It was pandemonium as this massive supporter. It must have been a rugby final there in regional parts of France. Super, super cool. And then we got on a high-speed train, if you recall, what the French call the TGV, TGV. Train of grande vitesse, train of great speed, basically is what that means, and took us to a point in the Alps of a beautiful town. Tell us what you remember from that.
So we ended up in Switzerland, then we drove down to Lake Annecy, and we rented a house there. I remember looking at the lake. It was enormous, and it was in the mountains, and it was the bluest water I had ever seen. Freezing. All of us grandkids insisted on jumping in, but you guys talked us out of it because it was too cold. And one of the funniest memories I have is that we spent hours in a garden outside the house playing with snails. We would name them and pretend to race them, and Opa insisted on that these were the snails that we would be eating later. And I think we were too young to comprehend what escargot was and where it came from, but that was super fun. And we were lucky enough to take a mountain drive and drive up to the mountains to overlook the lake. And we came up over a ridge, and we parked the car. And there, we looked up, and there were paragliders everywhere, hundreds and hundreds of paragliders in the sky. And I remember you wanting to go paragliding, and you were super excited. And there was someone doing it right next to us, and you ended up chickening out, but it was also really
I sure
cool.
did, and I still regret it, but seeing someone run off a cliff with, like, a kite on their back, it was a little intimidating, so great memory. Lily, that's awesome. Well done. So glad to have you on the radio with us today as we tribute your grandfather and my father, Pierre Wolf. Let's go ahead and hand the phone over, if you will. So back to my direct family and my son, Quentin Pierre Wolf, aptly named. My middle name's Pierre as well, by the way. Quentin, you being the youngest of the grandkids, now a junior in high school, we're going to take a different track a little bit and just, you know, ask you some questions about your opa, about Pierre. So let's start off here. What are some of the things, Quentin, that you admire about your grandfather?
His childhood, he sort of came from nothing and built a legacy around his name and his family here in Denver. Coming from a World War II childhood and coming over to the Americas with basically nothing and then creating and managing multiple restaurants, very successful restaurants, and then doing well for his family and everyone around here is very something that not many people can say.
I think, Quentin, I love that you use the word legacy. I mean, you can't, when Pierre, my dad, your grandfather was around, it was hard to go anywhere in the city of Denver where someone didn't recognize what they call here in town Chef Pierre, asking for autographs, reminiscing old memories at the restaurants, et cetera. So you couldn't be more right there. And then you and I were chatting this morning. You have a great memory. We took a cruise in Canada. It was from Quebec to, or Quebec as the French say, to Boston. But I think you have a memory. Dad was a great patron of the arts along with my mom and my sister. A lot of performing arts fanship in the Wolf family. But why don't you tell us about that particular memory?
So it was one of the night performances on the cruise ship, and we were at sea. We were not going to dock or anything. And there was an Elton John impersonator. And none of us knew that Opa was really enjoying himself until we looked over and saw him dancing to Saturday Night's All Right and singing the words and sticking his hands out going, Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. And we all just thought it was hilarious, and he was really enjoying himself, and everyone loved it around it. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was quite the impersonation of Sir Elton John. I'm not sure whether to laugh or cry because, boy, that's a great memory. Well stated. And then one last question for you, Quentin. My son, as we tribute to to my dad, Pierre Wolf, on America's Dining and Travel Guide, what impact did he have on people, and how could you tell?
So every time that we would go out to dinner or go out to lunch, there would be at least one family or person, normally multiple people, who would recognize him and pull him aside and say how much they loved him and his service and his restaurants and everything. And that I never really understood that he didn't know all of these people personally, but they remembered him because they went to his restaurants and they remembered how great he was to all of his customers, and they all just loved his service. And then they all just loved how his hospitality at the restaurants, and basically I see that he has really impacted people well, whether or not he meant to. He was just always such a nice guy to everyone, and that was awesome.
What a great comment. And you know, one of the memories, Quentin, I have, so the trip that Lily was just referring to in Paris, I have a funny little story. I'll embarrass you here a little bit on the national airwaves, because you were pretty young for this trip, but our luggage actually got lost on that trip, and so we had to stay in the same clothes kind of for 24 hours. And how that works oftentimes with the airlines is you get an allotment of money to kind of get something to wear if they can't find your luggage, and so we all got a little bit of money, and it was kind of fun because we got to go shopping in Paris. What's the matter with that? Pretty expensive, I have to say. But you ended up with this red French beret, which was just so cute. You were probably, let's see, Lily said she was 11, so that means you were about 8. And you had this French beret out there, and there's this one memory we have of you hailing a cab in central Paris, very similar to how the master of travel, Pierre Wolf, would have done back in his day. So Just a great memory there. Quentin, thank you so much for joining us today as we share memories as a Wolf family and Herman family of Chef Pierre Wolf, an icon here in Denver, my dad, your grandfather, and all of the various family members, but also to your point, all of the people in society, all of the people who came to visit us at the restaurant. People would come back to one of my dad's restaurants for the second time, and he would remember their name, and he would remember where they sat. Absolutely amazing memory, and that made them really want to come back. Stay tuned for the final segment of a tribute to Pierre Wolf here on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Welcome back, America, to America's Dining and Travel Guide, the final segment of the America's Dining and Travel Guide. This is Ron Wolf, son of Pierre Wolf. We are celebrating his life. Pierre passed away peacefully last week. We've had great stories from family members, from my mom, Pierre's wife, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to bring back Chris Herman for one final story from Chris, but I can't help but mention the sight that I see here as I sit in the chair that Dad broadcast for many years, and as the sun sets behind the kind of view that I have here, it can't help but impress upon me what's happening at the moment. So Chris Herman, Pierre's grandson, one last story from you. Tell us this one, Chris.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to tell this final story. This was actually... sort of as this being the final segment, I do want to come full circle. And so in 1993, OPA had the opportunity to be one of the first people to broadcast internationally from Havana, Cuba. And he received a call from my mother on May 1st that he had received his first grandchild, which was me. And he then broadcast to the international community my birth on May 1st, 1993, while broadcasting from Havana, Cuba. So it's pretty cool to see it come full circle. My life was broadcast on the radio, and this is the end of a celebration for his great and wonderful life. So thank you so much, OPA, for everything that you've given me.
Here, here, Chris, you're trying to make me cry, and you might succeed. This is a story that my father was very, very proud of. Karen, with that surprise phone call, in a man who was amazing to hold back emotion, that was quite the amazing moment. On live radio, I believe for the first ever Western radio publication since Castro took over the regime. Pretty amazing accomplishment. Thanks so much, Chris. So I would like to now welcome my wife, a woman that I call number one because she's number one in my life, Ashley Ann Latanzio, now Ashley Ann Wolf. So excited, Ashley, to have you join us. You and me had a trip of a lifetime, and it is probably, I'm not sure I'll ever experience a trip more amazing than this one. Let's welcome to the airwaves Ashley Wolf. And Ashley, let's start hearing some details of this trip I've advertised here.
Okay, and you and I have talked about actually doing this as another trip in our life. Just repeat the same trip. It was so fantastic. We were able to accompany Pierre and Karen to Tahiti. We were on a freighter called the Aranui for something like 12 days of fantastic, just an absolutely fantastic trip in the most beautiful place in the world, French Polynesia. One of the things that I remember most about the trip is directly upon arrival, we're swooped up by the tourism board. I don't know, what was the gal, Ron? She ran the tourism board in Papeete, and we were swooped up to a Tahitian birthday feast, multi-generational feast, right on the water of, you know, generations of her family. It was a pig roast. We were welcomed like family, and I have to say that was probably one of the most striking memories that I've had traveling with Pierre. one of the things that I remember most is how people welcomed him as family. And it was often
the person from the tourism bureau who picked
him up at the airport, and off everybody went to, you know, do very local things with them.
That's what I was going to say is my dad's ability to negotiate with, you know, the in-country tourism bureau typically to get that real flavor, to not necessarily be a tourist, to be invited to these local parties, like a local Tahitian birthday party. And Ashley, I know that you fell in love with a particular kind of food on this trip to an amazing part of the world there called Poisson Cru. Tell us a little bit about that.
I may need your assistance in remembering the exact details. So this is my favorite food. It probably still is one of my favorite foods. It's raw fish that's soaked in lime. Basically, they call it cooked in lime juice. And you add cilantro and tomato and onion, and that's about it. Absolutely delicious, delicious. Couldn't be any more fresh than seriously taken out of the water within an hour of lime, hitting the lime juice.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're in Tahiti or even more remote islands that we went to on this trip to the Marquesas Islands, sung about by Stephen Stills in the Southern Cross. And just looking out in this water, knowing how fresh the fish is and just having this amazing cured fish. And then, Ashley, remember how this was a trip that Dad actually got for free, at least for him. I think he had to pay for us, and this was no cheap trip. But there was something called a lecturer's cabin. You want to tell any stories around that?
No, I think you wanted to tell the stories around the lecturer's cabin.
Fair enough. So the lecturer's cabin was a indoor, no windows cabin right next to the engine room. Not the best seat on this dual-purpose passenger freighter servicing the Marquesas Islands. Aranui is spelled Aranui. I would encourage anyone who wants a trip of a lifetime to look up aranui.com. But anyway, so we had two cabins. There was one for you and I, and then Karen and my dad had the other one. You and I had the pleasure of having the lecturer's cabin first, which was still an amazing experience. But in his generosity, Pierre, my father, split with us, and halfway through the trip, he and Karen went into this lecturer's cabin and allowed you and I the amazing experience of having a porthole. And the trip, the ship would travel from port to port overnight, and you kept waking up in these amazing new islands with views outside, with these Hawaiian island-like views of volcanic, green, lush locations. I tell you what, Ashley, so great to broadcast with you live. So great to be on the airways on America's Dining and Travel Guide here with my father's show for many, many years. And as I kind of want to wrap this up, I thought of some words to describe Pierre. Entrepreneur, warrior, culinary genius, world traveler, friend, husband, opa, and dad. We love you, Dad. All the best. And as he always said, I'll be...